T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're all ready to go. The crew has been scrambled a little bit. In the pilot seat, we have Joseph Beamer, and he's wearing his Virginia Tech shirt. In the co-pilot seat, we have Frank. Frank is wearing his spring hat. Frank always has the heaviest hat on. It's a wonder he can hold his head up. It's amazing. And here we have the two teams that they represent. Virginia Tech, who, if they play well this weekend, they'll do very well in the tournament. And then Frank has his, I'm never going to give it up, my Sabres hat. Frank, you know they're not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Oh, I'm aware.
And me, I'm generically dressed with my brace. I try and put my brace under my shirt here. I feel good until, of course, I do simple things like walking and standing. But other than that, I feel really good today. The sun's out. We're in good shape. And, of course, crime marches on. No matter what happens to us, no matter how happy we are, whether our teams are winning, the sun's out, we win the lottery, none of that matters to crime. Crime always goes on. And here's what we have from the Amherst Police Blotter. Got a couple of entries from the Amherst Bee. On Monday, March 11th, a resident of John James Audubon Parkway said, now get this, this is the kind of mean streets we have here in Amherst, said, another resident in the building is circling around her in a wheelchair and making noises. It happened immediately after the annual bean dinner. I'm thinking, that's pretty wild. Circling in wheelchairs. Look out, here comes Ironside.
I mean, I couldn't think of what else to do but call the police.
I'd call the cops immediately. Yeah. I don't know what the cops do. I'm sure lethal force isn't among the menu selections. Also, let's see, on March 12th, a resident of Odessa Drive reported that a man came to his house and threatened his son, accusing him of burning down a shed. So, the she shed arsonist, you know? Remember the woman on the commercial? She was complaining about the she shed burning down, and the announcer didn't even believe her. Well, this is positive truth.
So her husband was wrong. It wasn't lightning. It was
now,
this kid
with the she shed, the burning down she shed. Now, do you have any tickets for tomorrow night? It's $750 million.
I bought one.
Yeah, I bought. I actually went crazy for me. Anyway, you don't increase your odds by buying more tickets, by the way, in this lottery. But I went for a full $10.
Wow.
Yeah, usually I go for one ticket.
So five tickets.
$2, I got five tickets. I figure it'll last a little bit longer. Do you do what I do? You look down the right-hand side and check the Powerball first, because you know if that's not right, you're not going to win at all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to look at that.
There's no reason to even check the other five numbers.
And some fools go out and they spend a lot of money on lottery tickets. No, you got to be in it. And you get just as much enjoyment having one ticket, knowing that that could do it. Spending a lot of money is just silly. So you don't do that.
I do my regular every day after work. I go to the local grocery store near me and I buy a Pick 10 ticket. And, you know, if I have a little extra cash, I might buy a quick draw to play while I'm walking around the grocery store. But the Pick 10, every week, I at least get one $3 or $4 winner.
Do you?
Slowly, Sandy. Yeah. Slowly, I will get to $700 million.
I think it takes a while. If you live long enough, you might make it to $750 million. My father, there's a thing called Mass Millions. And he used to do what I do. You know, when the jackpot gets really large, you just go and buy a ticket. It's $2, it's $3, who knows what. But he didn't spend a lot of money on a lottery. But this one lottery in Mass, on the Mass Millions, he was one number away from, I think it was either $4 or $5 million.
Oh.
One number. He still got like $5,000, something like that.
I'll take
which
that.
Which is, I'll take it too, but I don't know. If you had a winning ticket and you knew it could be it was $5,000, but you're not going to win the big jackpot, do you feel disappointed or are you happy you got that close?
I'm happy I still bought the ticket. $5,000 is more than I had 10 minutes ago.
That's a good thought. I am too. But I think a lot of people would be disappointed that they were that far away.
Oh yeah,
I mean that close to get. How about you, Frank? Are you a lottery guy or not?
It always depends. Like right now, definitely would buy a lottery ticket.
$750. Yeah. And it's funny how our value system changes. When it's like $50 million, you don't even bother getting it. Nah, I'm not going to bother. It's only $50 million. I'm going to wait till it gets to at least $200 million before I spend anything.
If I see that it's drawing day and I have an extra like $2 in my pocket, I will buy it regardless. Because like I said, I always have that single to buy the pick 10. And then from there, it's all what kind of cash do I still have on my person? Because I don't carry a lot of cash, as we talked about last week.
The nightmare I have, and it's cruel because it preys on your mind, is that you're going into the store to buy a lottery ticket. I always use Quick Pick. I never give them numbers that I have, okay? And you're approaching the door, and there's some little old lady walking toward the door, and you're polite. I'm very polite. I open the door for her. She gets in line, the lottery line. I get in back of her. She has the winning ticket.
With your Quick Pick.
Because, yeah, would have been my Quick Pick. So she wins $750 million, and I got to thank you for opening the door. That's always a nightmare.
Do you like this strategy? I play, depending on if it's pick 10, the 10 numbers, or the 6 for, what's it called? Powerball. I play my favorite roulette numbers. So numbers that I traditionally would play on roulette.
Oh, you have favorite roulette numbers.
I do. Here's the problem. There's only 36 roulette numbers. I'm not really playing the other 36 lottery numbers. So I've had to make up my other favorite numbers because roulette only goes to 36.
And remember, the Powerball is a separate pool. So you got a pool for all the numbers except the Powerball and a pool for just the Powerball. So essentially, although you think it's one pool, you really have to win two pools in order to win. And think about that. I did learn my lesson that I had that dream about the little old lady I opened the door for, and she wins instead of me. I did have to rough up a couple of them just to say, I opened the door, but I still want to be in this place. She got a cane out and whacked me over the head. It was very embarrassing. I promise never to do it again. It
sounds like something I heard on the end of a George Norrie show.
It would be. Do you open the door for people?
I always do.
I do, yes. Too.
Here's the thing, though. At the grocery store, it opens itself, so that'll never happen.
It actually makes it easier when the door opens itself. It really does, because some people don't want the door held open for them, but you don't know which ones, of course.
You ever get waved off?
Yeah, I get a thank you, but I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I get that from time to time.
And sometimes you'll have someone open the door, and you're like, you're a little too far away, and now I have to fast walk to the door. It's like, you know, but I don't want to say I'm good.
you don't want to. Let's see. You see this thing right here? It's called a cane, okay? This is like a key to a car. This will get every door in America open for you. I have to carry it until my back thing is straightened out. But you carry this, and it's better than having a badge. People just open the door. They buy you a Pepsi and a ho-ho, whatever you want. All you have to do is have this.
That's one of those fancy canes that breaks down, right?
I guess. Look at this.
Oh, yes, look at that.
It's the Hurricane, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. And then all you do is this. See?
And if you call now, we'll throw a second one in for free.
Amaze your friends with your amazing hurricane. It stands up, which is more than I can do. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, man, I'm looking at the text board. It says, Sandy, that happened in Florida. A gentleman led a lady in line in front of him, and she won. Oh, I don't even want to think that it happened anywhere. It's got me depressed now. But I'll manage to survive that. Today, I have to do the most dangerous thing I do in my entire life. As soon as I get off the air, I'm going home, and I'm bringing the cat to the vet for the usual checkup. Cats hate going to the vet. And this cat that I'm bringing today, Lucy, Ethel's okay. Ethel doesn't want to go, but she'll go. But Lucy, it's diabolical. Lucy can make a sound. I'm not making this up. We heard Lucy make a sound a couple of weeks ago in the house that was equivalent to being at the zoo and hearing a lion roar. It was ungodly. We never heard her do that sound again. And I have a feeling she might do it today because they know, like, we bring the cat carrier upstairs the day before we're going, and we put it in the laundry room, hoping they forget it's there, right? And then what you do is you close the doors to any room that they can get where you can't go, okay? And then you kind of put down some food. Hi, Lucy. Here's an extra snack. I gotcha! And then she does not want to go, I can tell you that. And she is... She's not perhaps the easiest vet to deal with, not the easiest cat for the vet to deal with, because they have to put on those gloves. When they put on those gloves, they go up to the elbow. You know that she is not an ideal patient. As soon as it's over, by the way, she's fine. She knows it's over. You know it's over. She doesn't even complain. But until it's done, it's like, wow, it's really nerve-wracking.
All right, does she have to get shots?
No shot today. This is just a regular checkup. She gets shots.
Yeah.
She gets regular health care from Summer Street Cat Clinic. That's all they do is deal with cats. And she's in good health, we think, but it's time for a regular checkup.
Shots have to be the worst of those vet visits.
Yeah, because the cats don't know what's going on. Their whole life is the house. They don't see anything except through the window. And they do not like to leave home. Don't leave home without it. It's kind of like Randy. He likes to stay home, look out the window. Thought I'd throw that in on Randy. It's pick on Randy day. But the bottom line is I got to do it today, and I got to get it done. So good luck to me.
See, that's the thing about dogs. You bring that leash out, they don't care where they're going. Yeah. They're happy.
Yeah, and they don't care. You know, they do what they have to do, even if company's there. They'll sit on their couch and take care of dog things. And it's very... very embarrassing, because you can't explain it. You know, they're doing what they have to do. They don't use a washcloth. They don't get in the shower. They just take a natural bath.
That's right.
If you get the drift of it. And it's mortifying. All right, what do we got going on today? Let's see, to be or not to be? That is the question. Of course, the Democrats are, it's a continuation of yesterday. The Democrats are still calling for something they know they can't get. That's an age-old trick. You bellow something you absolutely have to have, knowing you can't have it. And then you have something to bitch about, something to complain about forever. All right? Because that's where the good stuff is, the stuff you can't get. Why can't they get the entire report? They can't get the entire report because part of it will be classified. It'll be top secret material. Can't get that. Part of it is probably going to be grand jury testimony. You can't get that either. And part of it will be executive privilege, I'm sure, and you can't get that. So they're asking for things they know they can't get. They have no will at all to get all the facts in to handle the truth. They don't care about the truth. They just want their vendetta against the president to continue. So that's going on. But people are saying that Schiff should resign. Because remember, Schiff was the one who said he had, and he said it like a gazillion times, I have concrete proof. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see your concrete proof. Now's the time to show your hand. You got called, you lost. In poker parlance, you've got to turn over your cards. Where is your proof? If you don't have proof, I think the respectful thing to do, if you can understand that, is to resign. You're the one. You're one of the ones that really led the whole barrage on this thing going forward, and so you should resign. But the Republicans, yesterday I was talking about the Democrats. Should they move on because they lost? But I also think there's a question now whether the Republicans should just move on. They won what they had to win, and they did it. Okay, if they want to, they can just move on. That's one choice. The other choice is to go back go after all the people that started this, find out where it originated, and do an intense turn over every stone investigation until justice is served. Because essentially, they tried to nullify the president's first term. Think of it. It's halfway through the first term, and it was dominated by this report. So the question is, should the Republicans move on, or should they try and find the truth of who was behind all this? Because some people, including me somewhat, think it was a coup attempt. Not the usual one with military troops standing there with guns, but it was an attempt for a coup to get him out of office. So should the Republicans move on is one question, and should the Democrats apologize? So those are the two questions. Should the Republicans move on, or should they try and find out who was behind all of this? Or should the Democrats apologize and everybody moves on and governs the country? That's what they're there for in the first place. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. And star 930. Here's one already. We got a text already. The text, of course, is 30930. Concrete for brains is what Schiff's got. Yeah, Schiff's standing. He's got a lot of nerve too, because he was the one beating the drum through the whole thing. We have concrete information. Don't you think now would be a good time to show it? You might have showed it while the investigation was going on. If you got it, show it. They got caught. They got caught trying to bluff, and it didn't work, and they're not liking it. So I'd like to hear from you, and give us a call when we come back. We will continue the discussion. And we're back with Beach and Company. Should the Republicans move on now that the Mueller report has said no, we no harm, no foul there? Or should they investigate those that were investigating them to find out the beginnings of this potential coup? I would think that if you say they should move on, that requires both sides to move on. I don't think the Democrats are going to move on no matter what. This says, no, the Republicans should not move on. The reason the Democrats started the entire Russian hoax was to cover their tracks. These are high-ranking officials that need to be held accountable, and signed Bob. Here's another one I can't read. Pretty funny, though. It's about Schiff. Here's one. Good morning, Sandy. Yes, I must agree it was a political coup attempt, and do not forgive them. We need to bring them to justice. Forgive them after you're out of power, signed Wayne. Okay, let's go to John in Ontario. John, thanks for calling. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I'm calling from Justin Trudeau's Socialist Republic. I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and after digesting everything that's been going on down there since Trump's got in, I have to tell you this from my observations. It's quite simple. If the Democrats continue to go for this on obstruction. Like, there's no collusion that's been proven. It's already been known 2 years ago, but they wasted like $40-50 million American on this thing. They seem to have a desire to self-destruct the American people. Here's what's going to happen. If the Democrats decide to go ahead with this collusion and say, oh, no, well, okay, no collusion, but we're going to go for the unobstruction, everybody knows that you can't prove something that way. As soon as you can't prove something, there's no case. So here's what I think the president should do. He should get subpoenas ready and bring in this guy Schiff and everybody else that colluded to bring these false narratives in with the indictments and all the, what do you call it, where they went to court and got these FISA warrants.
The FISA court, yes.
They should bring all these people in from the Clintons on down and put them in front of a court under subpoena and say, you're going to tell the truth to all the American people for what's been going on. Because I've never seen, as a Canadian and as a Scottish Canadian, the guy that came from a country that's controlled by other people also, I've never seen such confusion and a desire to bring down a standing president as I've seen watching what's going on.
Yeah, it's almost like, Fred, it's almost like a vendetta. It's almost like a vendetta. They're out to take down the president, and if the government comes down with them, so be it. That seems to be their agenda.
And I wish you the best of luck, but we're trying to get rid of this guy up here in October, and I hope you keep the one you got because I think he's doing a great job.
Tell him there's no wall between us and Canada, but we'll keep it that way.
I want to visit you guys anytime I want.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Here's one. Sandy Higgins isn't my rep, so I can't send him a message. Can someone please tell him to stop being a Democrat for a minute and be an American, please? Also, be a man. Let it go and get to work. There's a lot to be said for getting back to work for both sides, but the question is whether the Republicans, who seem to be conscientious objectors a lot of the times, whether they should dig and find out how this thing started, what are the roots, who financed it. Was there a meeting once they said, let's topple the country? Who better equipped than people in the government to do it? Make it an internal topple, because it just seems like everything was loosening, coming apart, starting with immigration and working on down.
Yeah, and the one thing about Congressman Higgins that I'd love the answer on, he was one of only 80-some Congress people to vote to not stop impeachment talks a few months back.
Yeah, he's never going to be out there on a limb on anything. He finds the sturdiest tree and he buries himself in the bark and just votes how his group votes. He very seldom is a leader of men. He's, come on, guys, over the hill, we're going to take it. No, he's not that type at all.
And it was funny having him and Schumer both in Western New York yesterday. Both say almost the exact same thing when asked about the Mueller report, kind of like they had this all given to them.
It was planned?
Yeah.
Oh, get out. I can't believe that. Let's go to Fred in Albuquerque. Fred would know if there was a plan. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, the plan is to topple the whole government of the United States.
Certainly seems like that, Fred. It seems like that's what it was.
There are an awful lot of ISIS that are in our government now, and I really question sometimes whether or not they're having a big effect. Because you don't hear anything about what they're doing for the people.
Yeah, they're not doing much for the people's business. Although I saw Donald Trump Jr. last night on Fox, and he said what we've been saying all along. Look at the things that his father has managed to get done so far, even with all of this distraction. Can you imagine what he could accomplish with any amount of just cooperation and this distraction gone away? And I agree with him. I think he's accomplished a hell of a lot, especially under these circumstances.
Oh, yes. They try and keep him from doing anything.
Yeah, they don't want him to get any credit for anything. If he rescued a baby out of a burning building, they wouldn't give him kudos for it. That's just the way it is. I've never seen such hatred. I've seen animosity I've seen people that don't like each other, and it's quite apparent, but I've never seen such animosity, such pure hatred of one person in government as they hate him.
And I don't understand why.
Because he is willing to upset the apple cart, and the apple cart can be anywhere. It can be a Democratic. It can be a Republican. He's willing to do that. That's what he's not willing to play the game. That scares them. They're used to people that, okay, you don't agree, I'll give you this. Okay, now I agree. He's not that type, and they don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a good part of it. But
sure. Well, should the Democrats apologize, Fred? What do you think?
Heck no, I don't think so.
You don't think the Democrats should apologize?
No, I think they should, but I don't think they will.
No, I don't think they will either. Especially people like Schiff. In other words, I don't know how he can look at a camera like he did last night. As he was walking away, press was following him, and he just kept walking. Before this report came out, he would have stopped, looked at the camera, and engaged. But after this Mueller report now, he walks away from the camera. So it'll be very interesting to see what his committee is going to do next. Also, Lindsey Graham's committee on the Senate. Lindsey Graham seems very, very interested in finding out the origins of this palace insurrection. And so I think we're going to get some interesting testimony before too long. Meanwhile, they know they're not going to get all of the report because some of it's classified. But everybody that we know, including us, says that we should have the report in bold-faced type. Thank you, Fred. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. Say, have you settled on your fall or summer/fall travel schedule if you plan to do any traveling this year? May I recommend coming with Dan Nevereth and myself? This will be trip number 10, and we'd like you to join us on the Viking Jupiter. That's a ship that was just christened last month, and it's a sensational trip. Here's the itinerary. First of all, it's October 6th through the 20th. October 6th through the 20th. It is 15 days, 7 countries, and the countries include Norway, Netherlands, Belgium, France, 2 stops in England, Portugal, and 3 stops in Spain. It's fabulous. Your accommodations will be very nice. Private veranda in each stateroom. 1 free shore excursion in every port. All onboard meals are included. Beer, wine, soft drinks with lunch and dinner. Free Wi-Fi. Straits of Gibraltar will be one of the things we'll see. Your room has a 42-inch flat screen, 24-hour room service, and king-size bed. I mean, how about that? Also, some of the side trips that are available. Certainly Normandy, very moving. We were there a couple of years ago, very moving. Monet, if you're a Monet fan, there's a side trip for that. Monet's gardens available. The Louvre, the Eiffel Tower. And there's going to be an exhibition in Paris at the Louvre when we're there that we'll be telling you more about it. I just found out about it the other day. But it's pretty sensational, and as luck would have it, it's going to open a couple of weeks before we get there. Portsmouth, you can go to Stonehenge in London. In Granada, there's Picasso's birthplace. Lots of stuff to do. So, 1-844-688-7477. That's 1-844-688-7477. And we hope you go with us. It'll be a nice trip. They've all been great so far, I'll tell you that. All right, meanwhile, let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Frank. Haven't talked to you in a while. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been in Jamaica, that's why.
Hey, Jamaica, man. Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a great time. The weather was terrific. You know, Sandy, I'm telling you, we all knew for a long time that this was a wandering search through the forest, and we all knew that this was going to end up the way it did. But I really believe that this was a silent coup that was going on, and that this was an attempt to overthrow a duly elected president. And I really do believe that we should go after the perpetrators of this coup, because this is something that we've never seen happen before in this country. And we should go after these people that try to do this. McCabe, you know, Comey, the head of the FBI, all these people that were involved in this, going back to the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, all these perpetrators should be held accountable for what they did.
Yeah, it's almost a continuation of the Obama administration. And people like Schiff standing up and saying, I've got definitive proof. Well, if he had it, where is it? And how come it wasn't shown as they were doing their investigation? Keep in mind, there were 60 people involved with the investigation, at least 25 million. That was partway through there. And they didn't come up with bupkis.
And look at all the people, the reputations and the characters that they have destroyed over the last 2 years in this witch hunt to get Donald Trump removed from office. All these congresswomen and all these congressmen that went before the press, all that went on TV, that tried to bring down this president, that called him all these spurious names.
Even when he had been cleared, our own Kirsten Gillibrand, the lightweight candidate for president, was standing in front of Trump Tower calling him a coward. A coward. Where in the hell does she get that he's a coward?
For the love of me, Sandy, I never thought in my lifetime that I would see something like this in our country. This is something that you would see in a third world country.
Some banana republic stuff, right?
Some banana republic that you would see where they have they overthrow their governments every month, for crying out loud.
Can you hold on for a couple of minutes, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, and we'll be back. But Rush Limbaugh is going to throw his 2 cents worth, and then we're going to have our news, and then we'll be back with Frank and myself on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.